The no confidence vote cites what the faculty calls Eisler's lack of leadership, poor handling of negotiations, and use of a high-paid attorney in union negotiations. The faculty union has been particularly frustrated by what it sees as the university's unwillingness to budge on salary increases. A spokesperson for the university said the resolution was, quote, an attempt to pressure the university that the union has routinely employed to voice their displeasure. The spokesperson says the administration is encouraging the faculty association to return to the bargaining table to compromise and reach an agreement. Officials with the union say they expect a majority of professors will support the vote of no confidence. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.